This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get to our buddy Buke, Rick Bucher, NBA writer for Bleach Report. He's been around the scene for a long time, years with ESPN. Just a sharp mind. Bleach Report, lucky to have him. Does his thing on Sirius XM as well. Buke, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
I'm good. I don't think LeBron James is overrated. I think he's misunderstood.
Okay, go ahead.
That's what they always say.
Give us some ammo.
Here's the thing. This is what's difficult about assessing LeBron, and especially anytime we start making comparisons with guys from different eras. And Michael Jordan is from a different era. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. The game was played different. The rules were different. It's just different. And so I think we start there as far as the difficulty and the challenges that we have. The other problem is that when we look at the numbers that LeBron James gets in today's game, and we look at a game like Game 2 where he puts up a ton of numbers, and we're thinking, if he just had more help, mm-hmm. if he just had more around him, it's not his fault. Well, the reality is that LeBron has created his universe as it is. He has created a team where literally everybody depends on him. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to put yourself in that position, as he has, then aren't you responsible for the performance of those around him and what kind of shots they're getting and how effective they are?
It's interesting.
When I look at Game 2 and I look where he operated from, first of all, when he's shooting threes and knocking down threes and he has a big quarter, I'm not sweating that. Mm-hmm. Number one, because with that team, it's not creating anything for anybody else. If you had Kyrie Irving, if you had Deion Waiters, if you had dribble drive guys and he's knocking down threes, now you're opening up space for them. Who's dribble driving on that team as a result of having to go out and guard LeBron James 25 feet from the basket? Nobody.
Yeah, they're all standing out there with him.
The only way he creates shots for other guys is if he plays below the free throw line. And if he chooses not to do that against Marcus Morris, I understand that. But he was matched up because of the lineup change by the Cavs. He was matched up against Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Those are two guys he has to take down on the block and punish. And not only can he get buckets over them down low, but now that's going to create space and shots for J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver in a way that LeBron James operating from the perimeter simply does not create. So I look at his numbers, and I just see it as a false narrative in Game 2 that LeBron did everything that he could do, and he just didn't get enough help. If we're going to give him the credit for having the greatest basketball IQ on the planet, then he has to know what I just saw. And what I'm telling you, pretty much everybody in the NBA understands about how the game is played.
Mm-hmm. Buke always comes at it from an interesting angle. That's why we like having him on the show. Rick Buecher, who, by the way, just gave us a 3-minute answer. Didn't even say hi. He just launches in. How are you, Buke?
Short. Yeah. We need to get to it. Good point, man. We need to make some money here.
Just tell us that Steph Curry's not getting traded, like our other caller who called and said.
This is what I like about that wrinkle. If you were, first of all, no, you don't trade Steph Curry because while if you looked at it from a talent perspective, you could say, well, okay, who's the weak link here? Who's the least of the three-way players among the big four? It's Steph. Let's face it. It's Steph. And that's the same way James Harden. You know, I love how we're focusing on Steph Curry can't play D. Anybody notice James Harden can't stop anybody?
Yeah, but Buke, we've always known that.
I understood, but Steph gives you every effort that he can. The reason they won Game 1 is because every time they got the switch, Harden, as soon as they got the switch, and I've seen this trick before, Greg Popovich did this to a Mike D'Antoni team when they had the 7 seconds or less. They would switch on the pick and roll, and suddenly you'd have Tony Parker guarding Amari Stoudemire, And 7 seconds or less went out the window. They were like, whoa, 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 whoa. Tony Parker trying to guard Amari Stoudemire? Let's back it up. Let's post him up. Let's slow down. Let's get the ball into him. And it took them out of their rhythm. You saw that in game one. They were so hot on getting Chris Paul against Kevon Looney and Harden against Steph Curry. They stopped everything else. The only difference in game two was they didn't, like, just overemphasize trying to take advantage of those particular matchups. They'd attack, but then if they didn't get something clean, we're going to swing, we're going to allow somebody else to get involved. That was the only difference between game one and game two. The ISO, people misunderstand what ISO basketball is about. It's not like we put the ball in this guy's hands and he attacks and he's taking the shot one way or the other, pulling up. No, you're just attacking that matchup and forcing the defense to collapse, or either you're scoring, you're getting a shot, or you're forcing the defense to collapse and swinging it and trusting the rest of the teammate, your teammates off of that action. And they didn't do that in game one. Those two had to work. Getting back to Curry, he made Harden work in game one. He may not have stopped him, but he made Harden really work. And that's all I can ask of a Steph Curry in that situation. Physically, he's not going to be able to stay in front of Harden on a consistent basis. I just need to make
it work. But Rick, is it because he's really compromised now, or because his strength, even if Steph Curry's fully healthy, he can just kind of barrel through him and roll through him? Is it because he's compromised right now?
Yeah, he's got a size advantage.
Yeah, no, I got you.
No, he's talking about like an injury.
And I mean, look, Harden is as good. He's right there with Kyrie Irving in terms of ball handler, getting you off balance. He can shoot over Steph. Steph's not going to be able to get in his viewfinder and affect that shot, even if he stays up on him. Yep. So I don't think he's hurt. Do I think he's coming back and still trying to get his legs under him and get his game back? He missed it. Look, he missed what, 6 weeks? This is kind of training camp for him all over again, and you're having to do it at a time where the game's being played twice as fast and twice as hard. So I don't look, when we saw him with the sprained ligament, when he got it in the playoffs and he played in the finals and they ended up losing and he couldn't go by Kevin Love, that's what told me, you know what, he's not right. He is compromised. He's going by guys offensively. So I'm not seeing enough of his game being compromised.
Gotcha.
I think that this is, whether you want to call it rust or conditioning or getting back on the same page with his teammates, I don't think this is a physical issue other than it. I don't think it's an injury issue. I think it's a conditioning issue.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's one thing, Buke, to talk about him getting by guys. It's also somebody's always waiting for him when he gets by, like, James Harden can't cover him on the perimeter.
Right.
But he gets down to the lane and someone's standing there and he can't do these trick shots off the glass and have them fall. You know what I mean? So
right.
And the
other part is that, you know, I think that this, a lot of how this series goes and how these games go are going to depend on the perimeter guys. It's why Nick Young's getting run, because you want as many three-point shooters on the floor in both cases so that those guys have more space. When Steph is on the floor with Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala, it's a little bit easier to shrink the floor on him because you can sag off of those guys. They really don't want to shoot threes. And quietly, the biggest issue in game two was not Steph Curry. It was Draymond Green. That was as an underwhelming a playoff performance as I've seen from Draymond. Didn't score, just wasn't the same factor in a multitude of ways, wasn't the playmaker. The things that he does that make him special and that make the Warriors special, I saw those in limited supply in game two. And I would fully expect going back home, games three and game four, you will see the Draymond Green that we're used to seeing.
You better. Talking to Rick Buecher, NBA writer, Bleacher Report, SiriusXM. He does a show every night as well.
Yep.
And Rick is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Rick, I'm sure we'll see in game three an adjustment by Steve Kerr. Who knows what it will be, because he's always coming up with something. But are we likely to see from the Houston Rockets side the same kind of aggressiveness from Eric Gordon. I mean, he was Warrior-esque, right?
Yeah.
You got me out here about 27, 28 feet. I'm just going to shoot it and knock it down. We're not going to see that every night, I don't think.
It's a lot easier to take those shots when you're an ancillary player or coming off the bench when you're leading by 14 than it is if you're down by 3 or you're up by 5. Especially if you're a guy who doesn't get to take a lot of shots or is dependent on what shots that you get. So this is where I think this is sort of the success of the Rockets for the better part of the year is where this could come back and boomerang on them. Last night was the kind of game that they were used to playing because that's the kind of game that those are the kind of leads that they enjoyed all season long. Game one, they were completely out of their element. And the game one is more of what we're used to seeing and how playoff games go. The number of games that the number was ridiculous. The percentage of time that they led by 10 or more points over the course of the season was just, I mean, it's something ridiculous like 70-80%. I mean, it's insane. And they're not going to have that. And so the confidence of a P.J. Tucker and a Trevor Ariza and an Eric Gordon to take and make big shots. And by the way, one of the adjustments, I'll be interested to see, you can cut off the swing pass to the corner and make P.J. Tucker either back cut on the baseline or force Trevor Ariza, whoever that wing is that's swinging it to the corner, force them to the middle rather than the baseline. And that's the adjustment I'm curious to see if Steve Kerr has them kind of jumping that passing lane and forcing it the other way. Because unless P.J. Tucker is taking corner threes, open corner threes, I'm not sure I see how he is going to score at the level that he did the last game.
Buke, good work, buddy. We got to hit a hard break, man.
Yes, you do. Absolutely do. You got to pay the bills. That's why I didn't have time to say hello.
Hey, listen.
But I do have time to say goodbye.
And nobody threatens a hard break like this guy. Thanks a lot, Buke. Appreciate you buddy.
It.
You know that. Rick Bucher.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.